This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want something that brings people together, that speaks to the scale of our ambitions as a city. If you look at the best waterfronts in this country, they are year-round destinations.
That's Justin Bibb on News Channel 5. More on that coming up in moments. Also, new bronze helmet. Some people are saying today it's probably going to be, what, like next week or something?
Wait a whole other week?
There's a new bronze, an alternative bronze helmet, a third man in.
They're still working on it?
I don't know.
Does the brown need to be browner?
The rumors
We've
are out.
We've done that before.
The rumors are out. Which somebody was showing me. Well, I don't want to go shoot my mouth off about my opinion of the helmet. And then
was
that
it gunmetal
be the helmet.
Gray?
No. That was not a shoot my mouth off. I saw what I saw. I know what I saw. Don't act like I saw Bigfoot and you're like, okay, Ken, glug, glug, glug. I know what I saw. And it was an awesome uniform. It would have been way better than the ones they picked out. Taylor Gabriel still trying to get out from the cloak.
It was big.
It was awesome.
What do you want from him?
Not the cloak, the thing, the gunmetal gray jersey I saw. Should I withhold the opinion just in case the one that's bouncing around the internet is the one and we're like, okay, well.
I don't even know what's bouncing around the internet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's a brown helmet.
Is it just monochromat?
It's matte.
Matt.
This thing I'm
okay.
seeing, but it's popping around the internet, so I don't know if it's a real one or not. I mean, there was plenty of things we saw around the internet, so I guess we'll find out next week. I thought it might be, I swear to God, someone's like, well, it's brown. I go, well, is it like brown with numbers on the sides of it or anything like that? But not that I know of. I have no idea. I don't know. Those things, it's like, do I need to know beforehand? Is it something that needs to be done? No. Okay. Because it's like when it gets exposed, when it gets put out there, it gets put out there, and we'll discuss it next week. No big deal. But Justin Bibb, the reason we played that, he was talking to Michelle Jarbo from News 5 about the lakefront here, where there's been a lot of conversation going on. And apparently, before we get to the other clips here, the Browns offered to tear the stadium down, is my understanding here, Anthony. And that the Browns may have rebuffed, the city may have rebuffed the Browns on that, or did not give an answer to that about the stadium
tear
down.
I remember Daryl Ryder, like 2 months ago,
yes,
had, and I had heard some other things behind the scenes in the business community, but Daryl had gone on the air. This wasn't like a behind the scenes thing. Daryl had gone on the air and said that there was an offer of some sort, but.
To tear the stadium down.
But yeah, but my obvious question is, okay, what are the strings attached? Why would the Browns just be offering, what, in a magnanimous spectacle? Here you go. Here's a bunch of free money to tear it down, and then we're done with this once and for all. Like, no. I mean, if they were paying to have it ripped down, they probably wanted some rights to be able to develop there.
Yeah. Well,
it stands to reason, right?
It would probably stand to reason. That's true. But... You know, the report that I'm seeing from the Galax on 8 is that, well, there's not they didn't really reciprocate, and they kind of felt like they were froze out in so many ways, which I wondered, the only reason I could give, like, you're not going to turn down free money to start plans. The only thought I could give, and I want to hear some more of this from News 5, but the only thought I could give was that maybe they are not willing to say publicly, like, the Browns are gone from downtown just yet. So I don't, maybe this will clear something up. Here is him being asked by Michelle Jarbo if he's accepted that the Browns are gone from the city.
Does that mean that you've conceded that the Browns are really gone?
I'm being pragmatic and crystal-eyed about the path ahead.
So he had brought up in another interview about where he had just kind of was like, we need to move on. And people were like, well, he's accepted it. And then there were a bunch of people going, he's not accepted anything. And this might have not been heard the right way. And it's like, well, no, he's...
You just heard it there. And in the statement they put out, I mean, he makes reference to them, the team moving their physical stadium presence. So, seems like pretty obvious that the mayor has concluded that this thing is over.
So here's the development talks that have gone on with the city and others who might have tried before. Go ahead.
There have been previous mayors who have tried to make all of this a legacy project.
Absolutely.
And we're standing in a parking
lot. Yeah, exactly. And we are. I mean, it's a surface parking lot. But the fact that we created this near-term, short-term demonstration of what's possible, I think speaks to how quickly this administration wants to see progress and results.
So that's Justin Bibb. I mean, it keeps going back. Like, we keep finding new information, and I keep going to the same conclusion on all this. Is that I don't...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think the city really wanted the Browns to have a stadium downtown, but nobody wants to be known as the people who let the Browns leave downtown, because there is a lot of contingency to that, in that they want to develop something that would probably be used more often, used for permanent residences and permanent businesses and things of that nature, that they would rather use for that land other than just a football stadium that they've really not taken advantage of here over the last how many years. I mean, there was a time, it wasn't until people started raising hell, and that was back in the early days of the station. I mean, you're talking 2011 through 2013, where people started going, you know, you don't do anything in that stadium other than play football. Like, you've had a monster truck rally here and there, and that's it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, I guess we can use the stadium for more than just that. And then they kind of spice it up a little bit, and there's usually been a couple of summer concerts here and there during time, but you're still not using it that much. And I think that Justin Bibb's trying to walk a fine line here between not wanting to be the guy to let the Browns leave downtown, but also wanting to be the guy to move forward and try to develop something on the lakefront. Because I found this from a guy named Nick Castell, who we have we had on the station before?
Yeah, okay. We've had him on.
Okay. Nick Castell is from Signal and wrote, Cleveland is putting out a call for developers interested in remaking 50 lakefront acres, including Brown Stadium. Requests for developers say the city does not, quote, assume that a stadium will be present on the site past 2029. So it's like they're already getting ready, even though that the Browns have been taking a court and there's people putting the blocks on and what they can use and how they can leave. But this story is like, hey, man, I can pay attention to the people who are kind of like me, full of bluster, getting behind a microphone, shouting things from the rooftops about God knows what, but I mean, I got a guy like Nick Castell. He's writing it here. And I mean, this is playing right here. This is business. This is what moves. I mean, I can put on a tie and stand there and have a Mr. Carmen placard in front of me and start pointing at everybody and yelling about the stuff, but that ain't going to matter because this is where the real money's going here, Tom.
Well, we said when this was originally, how many years ago was it? Was it a year and a half ago or whatever that we had started to hear more of the rumblings, which means they had been working on it long before that. And really, Bibb came in 2022 is when he won his election. So I don't necessarily understand blaming Bibb in this case. I mean, we can just blame Cleveland lawmakers and Cleveland politicians and Cuyahoga County politicians.
Blame him for what?
For the team moving. I mean, there was nothing that in 2022, the Browns probably had their mind made up, right, about how they were going to go about this, that their time frame when the lease was up, it was too late to really bring in Burke Lakefront Airport at that point. And so
it's my opinion that he assumed office with a plan to move forward without the Browns on the lakefront.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I said at the time when we first got into all these debates, like, yeah, it'd be nice to have the Browns downtown. It'd be nice to have either a retractable roof, nice to have a dome, whatever. But we were looking at the available areas, and it just didn't seem feasible. So the next best thing to me, Kenny, was always going to be, hey, the Browns move out of downtown, but not that far away. Okay, check. Stay in the county, check. Mm-hmm. And B, and this is important, get that stadium out of there so that they could develop the lakefront. Since Burke Lakefront was going to take far too long. How is this not the best of all worlds? We could sit here and play a blame game and go after politicians or go after the Haslams. But in the end, of all the actual fruitful conversations we can have and the best outcomes, is this not as close we were going to get to something where the Browns weren't going to have to move for 4 years in an awkward time frame? Like, hey, they're going to go down to Akron or go down to the Hall of Fame or go down to Columbus for a few years. Like they're going to play these final seasons here. They're going to move. We're going to bulldoze the stadium. We're going to have real lakefront development.
We're hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And then the stadium stays in the county. How is of all the, like all the blaming and people getting in front of microphones and grandstanding, like in the end, isn't this kind of the best alternative?
I think in the end, this is kind of what, quietly, this is probably what obviously the Browns want and obviously what the City Hall wants. And they're going to let people kick and scream and yell, and then they're going to try to pick up the pieces the best they can. The politicos who are probably going to run for other offices. I can't imagine that Justin Bibb intends on being the mayor of Cleveland for the rest of his life. And there's other people that obviously want to assume the mayoral position in the city of Cleveland, and he wants to move on to other things. And I'm sure that there's not a lot of people who want to sit there and have that on them being used in campaigns against them. So they have to grandstand and say these things, even though it is my belief that this is really what they've wanted all along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.